Hola, and welcome to the New Dimension Comics Presents the Toddcast.
Toddcasting.
In Cranberry.
For your enjoyment.
Yes.
From Cranberry.
It is...
November 10th.
November 10th.
Why we're in Cranberry, you ask? Why not? Also because Todd's going to teach us all how to grade Silver Age today.
Yes.
And here's some crazy market stuff. If you haven't seen that on the website and all the Facebook pages... You're late.
True.
It's going to be a fun time. We're going to grade comics and drink beer on the boss.
Not literally on him, but...
Yeah, that'd be weird, but... Anyway.
So let's get talking about books. We're going to make it quick this week.
Well,
so
we got some events coming up real quick.
We don't have no events.
We
do nothing.
What? This weekend, Secret Comic Cave sale, 50 cents a book.
Yeah, come on out, hang out with me. I'll be there, open to close.
Ken wants to hang out with you on Saturday.
Hey,
10 to 7.
Yep,
at the VFW, and we need to make room because Todd just bought 2 tractor trailers worth of stuff to come and refill it.
This is me shaking my head.
$60 a short box, $100 a long. Now the question is, do they have to be able to fit a lid on it because it is not specified on the sale?
I'm gonna be the only one there.
Okay, then don't worry about it. Hey. We'll Steve Bearfield, looking at you.
Just leave it at that. And, like, there's, like, stacks of boxes that we've gone through but, like, aren't out. And, mm-hmm. like, the thing, my rule is going to be while I'm there, if you move it and put it back, you can go through whatever's at the place. So, yeah, I'll be there.
Sweet
on
deal.
The bright. If you... The happier I am, the more lenient I will be. If you
so bring him cookies,
donuts.
Well, no, you don't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Tea,
hot tea.
V8s.
Hell yeah, hot and spicy V8s.
There you go.
I like my V8. Like I like my women hot
right?
and spicy.
I thought you were gonna say 8. That all right, and then the weekend after that, we have the Star City Invitational at the Mills. Dan will be there. He's going to be head judge. It's going to be a good time. We're looking to hopefully get around 75 to 80 people. $30 entry, standard constructed. Come on out. Try for it. Good times. Then, announced today, the Blackest Friday. The sale to end all sales. And I just closed it. One second. I will get to it. All right. So the average sales that day.
Now, did you get word from your mall yet? You're open at midnight?
I'm opening at midnight. I had the option to open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving, and I said, no, midnight, which so means 6 p.m. You can come and line up at the Mills in front of the door for 33% off.
Well, that's the subscribers, right, first?
No, I think we just opened the door at midnight.
Oh, yeah, you do that.
Yeah.
There's all the stores that do something a little different.
Yeah. The general gist of everybody, though, is... whenever each store opens, which most of us are opening at midnight, I don't know what you guys are doing here in Cranberry.
It'll be 6 here, 6
okay.
a.m.
33% off the entire store till 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. Then 8 to 10 is 25% off everything in the store. Mm-hmm. And then 10 a.m. to close, 33% off all back issues. I'm sorry, 30% back issues, 20% off toys, statues, graphic novels, most gaming stuff, $15 t-shirts. And then I know at the Mills we're going to do the same sale that you're doing at the cave sale this weekend, but in our back room, because we have an overload of dollar books back there. So please come and help me thin that out. $60 a short, $100 a long. We're open for almost 20 hours. You have no excuse not to come out and dig all day long.
Cool.
Again, Steve Bearfield looking at you. Then we have a signing December 13th at the Mills. Artist Mark Bussler will be there. He did Lord Carnage. It is this sweet hardcover graphic novel. It's all black and white. We have some at the store you can take a look at. He will have that on sale. He works with Game Room Comics or Classic Game Room. He was at Pittsburgh Comic Con. He seems like a really cool dude. When I would talk to him there, and should be fun. He's going to be hanging out from 1 to 4.
Cool.
So, all right, that's all the events we have. So let's talk about comics. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
Sure.
First book I'll talk about is Death of Wolverine.
Amazing Death of Wolverine.
The Amazing Death of Wolverine. Death of Wolverine, Life After Logan, number one. This was nice because it was just basically a take on a couple different characters and how they're dealing with the loss of Logan.
Yep.
So the first one's Cyclops, and he's basically just remembering about how, like, the better times when him and, like,
when Wolverine they weren't fighting,
like, friends. Yeah, when they weren't, like, trying to kill each other. So it's like them, like, hanging out and, like, working in the danger room and, like, beating people up. And then awesome. It's, like, him, like, saying how he's sad because everything's, like, so much different than it was in the past. And then he goes to, like, Wolverine's, like, one of Wolverine's favorite bars, and he goes and beats everyone up in there. And he's like, this one's for you, Wolverine.
That's pretty cool.
The other one's Nightcrawler and Colossus go to Japan to return a sword to his ex-wife who used to live there, Maroki.
Oh, yeah.
But so they go in there, and they stick the sword actually in her grave just to make them mad. So they have to fight everyone, and they're like, this one's for you, Wolverine. There's a theme throughout this book.
I wonder what it could be.
So then the next one is Armor's in a bar at the beginning of it, and there's all these people around making fun of Wolverine being dead. It's like Mystique, Sabretooth, Silver Samurai, Viper, and she's like, "You better run, or I'm going to mess you up." And they're like, "Well, what are you going to do about it?" And she says, "Snick," and she turns her armor into a Wolverine arm.
That's cool.
And then they fight. And then she loses, and because then you find out it was in the danger room and she had it jacked up. And then they actually go and they fight. This other guy shows up, and then they're like, this one's for you, Wolverine. So it's a lot of, like, fighting around the world. And then
in honor of Wolverine.
In honor of Wolverine.
Why not?
I feel like if Russell Crowe died, it'd be the same. Like, people would just go around fighting around the world with Russell Crowe.
They'd be like, be a short of Robin Hood. This one's for you, Russell Crowe.
Yep.
And then, you know, something else. Same. That's cool. My first book is Inhuman by Charles Soule and Pepe Larraz. This definitely has the Charles Soule feel. It's really cool. It starts out with Maximus taking these girls back to his room.
He's like,
yeah, I'm a prince. Blah, blah, blah. And they're like, no, you're not. He's like, yeah, I'm a prince. And the Inhumans, come meet the king. And he has Black Bolt, like, tranquilized, basically just sitting in a chair being weird, and these girls are like, oh my god, blah, 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 blah.
Now are these Inhuman girls or are they just regular?
No, they're regular girls at some random club. And then they leave because they're freaked out because Black Bolt won't say anything, and he has this weird dude like just sitting in a chair. And so the Inhumans, the actual Inhumans, with Medusa, send one of their like security team people to go and look for King Black Bolt. And they're looking.
Hey, it's Chip.
Hey, Chip's here. You can grab a mic and plug it in if you want.
Here, you can just have mine.
So
you can just share.
I make a final return and I immediately take your mic. Is that what you're telling me?
Hey-o. So anyway, like then Maximus takes Black Bolt to a football or a baseball game. Okay. He's like, you can totally yell for help if you want, but before you do it, see where you're at. And he's like in a full stadium, and he's like, oh, this is great. We're at a game, brother. It's very interesting. But then at the end, the detectives are like, we know you. It's going to take you forever to control him, or to control him. So why don't you just like not do that and We can talk and stuff. And he has Black Bolt say a word, and it blows the whole chunk of the apartment building out. And that's kind of where they leave it, where they're like kind of half dead laying there. It's kind of cool. I dug it. The Inhuman book started off really slow, mostly because it took forever for like two or three issues to come out, but it worked out. Hold on. Is that on? Did you switch it on? Did you not drop it? No. Try again.
Hello?
There you go. Now we got you. Isn't that book Switch Writers?
Didn't Fraction start it? Yeah, Fraction started it and then he left.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Anyway.
All right.
What else you got?
Avengers and X-Men Access number 4. I don't understand why all of the characters in this book are acting so uncharacteristic.
Right.
I think I know.
Well, it's because
look at who's the writer.
Remender?
Oh, never mind.
Remender, you, Anguillian and the Delgado. Book.
He said that one more time.
There's like A's and L's and G's and like.
There was a book rampant. Someone said, do I need to read this? And I was like, I don't know. And then I looked to see who the writer was, and it was probably one of the only times I've ever told somebody to put it back.
Oh, wow. Who was writing it?
What was it? Somebody Costa. He used to write Transformer books badly.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't want
to talk about. So I have a thing.
Yeah.
So in this book, Sam Wilson slaps the crap out of Nick Fury.
Which Nick Fury?
Old Nick Fury's dead. Old white Nick Fury's dead.
Old white.
I thought he was on the moon or something.
He's dead. He was on the moon and he's dead.
He's dead dead?
Dead dead.
I thought he was like the antithesis of the Watcher.
He was, but then that went to Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Winter Soldier began.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I missed that.
So now this is Samuel Jackson, Nick Fury.
Nick Fury Jr. Nick
Sam
Fury
J.
Jr. So he goes, remember my state? He's like, remember your station, Wilson. He goes, my station? And he runs it up and punches him in the face. And they're talking about how they're going to keep Red Skull in the Avengers Tower.
Why is Sam Wilson so stressed out?
I don't know. He's Captain America.
Well, it's Carnage probably hard to fly around with that shield. I'm just saying.
It's probably hard to throw the shield with those wings.
Yeah, there you go.
So he's like, Carnage saves some people. Tony's being weird. Daredevil's there.
This isn't like, I know there's like alternate reality stuff as far
this
as
is not, this Remenders. Is not supposed to be,
huh?
All of the mutants are in a press conference pretty much saying that they're going to take over and Apocalypse comes out and it says survival of the fittest.
Hunger Games Apocalypse style.
Yeah. It's like, so they're basically just saying that they're going to attack. So it's going to be the Avengers versus the X-Men again. But they're going to kill Red Skull, even though that Professor X's brain's in there. And Hulk tries to stop them, and they make Hulk really sad, and he turns into this guy named Kluth. Klue. Kluh. It's Hulk backwards. I didn't even realize Klu. That.
Oh, it is Hulk backwards.
Be Klue.
And he's like all sad. He's like, you wouldn't like me when I'm sad, because then Klue comes out. And he's all like weird. Like,
did he really
veins.
Say that?
Yeah. Like these, he goes.
You would like me
when Hulk is sad, and it's that's when.
Oh, not a human, but a giant other monster.
Yeah, another monster comes out.
So sad. If you make sad Banner Hulk. Angry, he turns into the Hulk, and if you make the Hulk sad, he turns into
Klue.
Yeah, but he speaks
instead of Sulk.
Yeah, and then he jumps
that
out.
That would have been way better.
Then he jumps out the window, just like runs away. He's like, ah, and then leaves. He's like, I'm so sad. Like, Super Hulk's out and runs
away.
He wants
to be alone.
He does. He's going to go listen to the Smiths and The Cure and then deal with the sadness.
Oh, man.
Paint his fingernails black. And then, like, Jarvis, they like throw aside, then Red Skull's out. Like, I don't.
He's going to listen to some My Chemical Romance.
Yeah. Sorry you had to read that.
I'm sorry, too. I'm sorry about most
I don't know. You talking about it made it kind of fun, though. if I had to read that and was at home by myself and no one to talk to about Sad Hulk, I'd be sad. But your reaction makes me like that book now.
It makes me turn into the Hulk. It made me so mad.
Can we just call him Sulk instead
Sulk,
of Klue, though?
The Incredible Sulk.
The Incredible Sulk.
That's what he went to do. So.
All right. My next book is Tooth and Claw number 1 from Image Comics. Kurt Busiek, Benjamin Dewey.
I have to read that.
This book is $2.99.
It's massive. It's like the first issue of Saga.
Yeah. There are no ads, and it is super big. It's like buying two $2.99 books at once. It is huge.
Nice. They're
the art is really good. The storyline is very, very, very involved. It's very,
I
very.
I flipped through it. I was like, sweet, a new Kurt Busiek book. And then I saw the words and went, I don't have time for that one.
Right? It's super long and very, very wordy. I'll be honest. I got like a third of the way through the book and I kind of lost interest. And then I was like, whatever, whatever, whatever. And then at the end of the book, by the end of the book, I was like, oh, this actually is pretty good.
It's like me in movies that are over 2 hours. Like
yeah.
The first half hour, I'm like, man, why aren't we doing anything?
Right.
Fun stuff starts happening.
So anyway, it's about like a planet where basically everyone's an animal instead of a human. And apparently they all practice magic. Not play magic. practice magic.
And so then, they're not professionals at it yet? They just dabble in it?
Right. Well, some of them are, but then...
Black Lotuses. Like,
I feel bad, though,
because... in Harry Potter or magic as in The Gathering?
Magic like Harry Potter.
Oh, so they're not playing card games.
Right, right. But they apparently do this crazy spell and a whole bunch of like the adult elder guys die, which is sad because a puppy guy dies, and I'm sad because it left his little puppy kid to fend for himself. And that's kind of like he's going to be the main storyteller of this book. And then there's like a cool boar warlock guy. He was like on the cover. It's pretty good. Very wordy. Make sure you check it out. Every store has a plethora of these. But for $2.99, you get basically two books in one. So definitely check it out. It was a good read. If you don't like wordy books, though, you're going to have a hard time.
And if you're like an Uber image collector, there's two different versions of the book, the cover.
Yeah.
There's the ones that have like the circle and the stars, Marvel or Image logo at the top left, and there's some that don't.
Yep.
Wow.
It's the stores that did the setup, like the...
The standee thing. Yeah.
You got a standee thing?
Yeah, didn't you
didn't do that? Oh, man.
I probably did. I just don't get them. They probably went to the...
No, you got it, because I saw it when we...
I dropped it off.
Delivered standee? Everything. Yeah, yeah, it was in a...
I'll show you later.
Very thin box. It's right over there. You know, look at it. But, anyway.
Huh. All right.
Pretty sure I dropped it off Tuesday. But anyways, cool. Yeah.
Were you wondering why you got a ton of Tooth and Claw? Because that would be why.
I think you're out of it.
Oh, maybe you didn't do it then.
It's possible.
Anyway.
It's an Image book. I usually order at least 10, and if it was that, I would probably order more. I know Image has a thing, some sort of like account-based thing, where if you have to order a certain amount, mm-hmm. it makes them returnable, that kind of thing.
Yeah. This was even cooler. Anyway, your last book.
Amazing Spider-Man Part 1. Peter meets the other Spider-Men. The end of the book.
Really?
Well, yeah, it's... And then they're explaining how Morlund... I can't pronounce his name. I can't find it either. But the guy that eats Spider-Men has like a whole family that eats Spider-Men.
Spider Totems. Which means the Spider-Man entity of that universe.
Right? And then they have the great web of life and destiny that sits above their table where they eat things.
Did you notice that that's just a chained up Peter Parker who has like a giant spider body?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah. It's almost like if Peter Parker were Madame Web.
Interesting.
Yep.
Well, they never show his face. It's just a dude.
Yeah. I think it's cool that they're all going to the Captain Universe Spider-Man.
Because he's the only one that can protect him.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, ultra-powerful.
Yeah. And I thought my favorite part of the book, that book, was where Spider-Ham shows up, because Spider-Ham's awesome. And
yeah, he punches some people
in the
face. Is that
the big knuckle sandwich one?
Yeah.
Yeah. And where Kane meets the Ben Reilly, and he's just like, what the hell?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Excuse me while I die.
And everyone's all freaked out when they see Gwen. It's like, Jackal's done something, blah, blah, blah.
Is this the one with the, at the end, like, the prologue, the, like, eating dinner? Like, all of them are eating dinner together?
Yeah, they're all talking about their conquests.
And then, like, the one Spider-Man from that was Bruce Banner, is, like, talking about stuff, and they're like, you shut up, and then they just eat everybody.
Yep, that's pretty much it.
I'm really digging all the Spider-Verse stuff that they've been doing, so.
It's okay.
May shows up, Mayday, she's in there, little baby Ben.
Yep.
Good times.
Because it's the only family she has left.
Yeah. All right. It was really touching.
Silk, they explained that, like, anytime Peter and Silk are next to each other, all I just want to do is get down, you know what I mean? Have spider babies.
They're like some kind of
animal magnetism between the two of them. They just want to like rip each other's.
Because she was bit by the same spider that bit him, so they're kind of the same people.
They just want to like
spider mate.
They want to do some more Kelly bump and grind on each other.
They want to
spin
each other's webs.
When the Sentry was near the Hulk became docile. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Like it feels odd like that. Like, that's just weird.
Yeah. Meh. All right. My last book is the last issue of the Azzarello and Chang Wonder Woman story. So you finally get it wrapped up.
so they can mess it up with someone new.
This storyline's been awesome since the beginning. Crazy, crazy battles. All kinds of, like, what's going on with the baby and who the baby... You find out who the baby is, who the baby's mama is.
Who's the baby?
For reals.
Who's the baby's mama?
And who the dude in the mask was the whole time. So the dude in the mask...
Peter Parker.
No. Was the Minotaur that Wonder Woman almost killed when she was training with War back in the day.
Okay.
And then since she took pity on him and didn't kill him, he helped her beat the hell out of the
mask.
The last
could you
one.
Tell it was a Minotaur? That's a pretty hard face to hide under a mask.
No, actually, you really couldn't because, like, the horns looked like they were part of the mask, but they were actually his horns.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'll let it slide.
But he looks... Look at this sad Minotaur, though. Look
I
how sad
more
he is.
If I didn't like Minotaurs.
Just like, I'm such a sad Minotaur.
Is he sad Minotaur?
I have no horns left.
Oh, shit. That's right? A really sad Minotaur.
It's the saddest Minotaur I've ever seen. So then Wonder Woman takes off all of her armor and goes and
how many Minotaurs have you seen?
No. More than you know. And starts beating the crap out of the last born, or the firstborn. So they put the baby on the throne, and the baby... Dun-da-da! Holy crap, he's actually Zeus.
What?
So, Athena, when she died, became this other girl who was... Oh, what's her name? Zola, who was the baby mama. And Zola then birthed her own father, Zeus, as the last born. So, awkward twists. Very weird. Kind of cool, but you know, I liked it. It was the weirdest twist at the end. And then they show you some art for the 36, which starts with the Finches, both David and his wife that I can never remember her name. But she's writing it and he's drawing it. Should be good. I like
written
his stuff.
Anything before?
They did. I think they as a team did something before.
So he's not capable of writing a book.
No.
I've seen that happen before where the spouse comes in and helps.
Yeah, well, it's like the Simonsons. But Walt can write
Case
books.
In point.
Yeah.
Not, you know, Walt Simonson's art's awesome.
Yeah, same. All right. Some stuff coming out next week. A Town Called Dragon, number 3. All New Captain America, number 1.
Oh, yay.
American Sarcastic. Legends 2, Archer and Armstrong 1%, number 1. Let's see. All Access Hobgoblin, number 2. Batman 36, Batgirl 36. Big Trouble Little China 6, Bigger Bang, number 1. Bucky Barnes, Winter Soldier, number 2. Captain America and the Mighty Avengers, number 1. So for the sixth time, Mighty Avengers. Captain Marvel, number 9, with some sweet Dazzler-looking makeup on. Constantine, 9. Dark Ages, 4. Oh, Heroclix, Flash Boosters. Yay.
Yep.
Dead Squad 2. Deep State 1, Doctor Who Magazine, Earth 2, World's End, number 6, Fraggle Rock, number 2, Grendel versus Shadow, Green Lantern Corps, 36, Guardians 3000, number 2, which I'm pretty pumped to see, Hawkeye versus Deadpool, number 2, which is hopefully going to be as good as the first two, Clarion, number 2, I read the first one, it wasn't bad, it's just weird. Lone Ranger Vindicated, number 1. Marvel Dice Masters. Ooh, dice bag. Somebody's getting a dice bag. And a magnetic deck box. MPH 4. Mercy Thompson 2. My Little Pony Friends Forever 11. Futures End 28. Nightcrawler 8. Suicide Squad 4. Nova 23. October Faction 2. Oh, the Original Sin Thor Loki 10th Realm comes out in trade this week. Parallel Man 2.
No, it wasn't that.
Reaction Figure Oz from Buffy. Red Sonja, 13. Resurrectionist, number 1. Rogue Trooper Classic 3. Rush Clockwork Angel 6. Savage Hulk 6. She-Hulk 10. Silver Surfer 7. Sonic 226 or 266. Spider-Verse number 1. Star Trek Ongoing 38. Super Secret Crisis War. Superior Iron Man 1. Teen Dog 3, Ken.
Yeah.
Best
book out there right now.
Lady Thor number 2. Uncle Grandpa number 2. Transformers 35. Unity 12. V-Wars 7. Wild Ends number 3. World's Finest 28. And X-Files season 10, 18. There's some other stuff, mostly trades and toys. As always, check out the new release tab on ndcomics.com. So, we don't really have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I don't really have much. I mean, last time we talked about all the movie stuff.
Yep. I mean, the Doctor Who season finale was Saturday. Did you see it, Chimp?
No, I downloaded it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, I was going to talk about it. I don't want to ruin it for you, though.
Yeah, don't ruin it for me.
It was really good, though.
I watched the first half, and it seemed like it was hurtling towards a big downer.
It was really good. Very emotional. Totally fit everything into place that has happened all season, though.
It's been a good season. This might be my favorite season.
I'm really liking Capaldi. I haven't liked the Doctor this much since David Tennant, so...
I don't think I've liked a Doctor this much.
No, well then.
I like him now that I haven't liked the other ones, but.
It's cool. I don't know.
Tennant was trying too hard.
Nah. Anyway.
And then the next guy wasn't trying hard enough. It was weird.
Okay. Like Matt Smith. Okay, if you're going to look at it that way, I will totally agree with you. Okay. Because I didn't really like
the first
Matt
Eccleston was like, why am I in this job? Like, that was that attitude.
Kinda.
New guy just feels like just right. Like
it's a good blend of some old flavors that I like. It's like they just threw him in a blender and poured it out and it came out weird. I like it. Have you guys seen Constantine at all?
I saw the first episode.
What do you think of the first
one? You should watch the second episode because the first episode was the pilot and they tweaked it a bit. Better. I like the pilot, but the second episode's better than the first episode.
Yeah,
and there's
I
a new
that.
Female lead.
I could tell that was coming.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's
which is weird because they stayed in the house.
Oh, do they still have the house? With
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah. Just one character change. That was it.
That's fine.
And the house has
I didn't
a TARDIS
really like her
ability.
All that much anyway,
no,
so
me either. The new one's better.
Good.
Yeah, the newest one that was last week was really good. It was the first Papa Midnight episode.
Oh, Papa Midnight.
Papa
oh,
Midnight. Yeah. And
I don't know anything about him, so I was kind of thrown off by the way he was acting. So, I don't know.
But it kind of resembled that whole Robert Johnson selling your soul to the devil for awesome record thing.
Okay.
Do you know what my problem with Constantine is?
He doesn't
Which
smoke.
Isn't any. No, he did. He did in the second episode.
No.
He did. Totally.
I saw him playing with lighters, but I never saw him actually
smoking.
They
just didn't call attention to it.
Yeah.
They just showed you that he was, and, you know, they're just not going to glorify it or anything.
Fair. Oh, he was smoking in the bar, wasn't he? Okay. Yeah. That's right.
Something. But this show could have been 1,000 times better had it come out 10 years ago before Supernatural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Supernatural pretty much has done a lot of this stuff already. But
I've never watched Supernatural, so.
Oh, then, perfect. So, no, they're both, this one's probably better written, but it just has the same feel to it.
Can I tell you how much I loved the Sex Pistols playing in this one? Like, we're just jamming out to Anarchy in the UK.
I enjoyed Social Distortion in the first one. The music selection in the background has been pretty good.
They've really kind of honed in on that whole, like, where he was in the crappy punk band part of his backstory. They talk about it a little bit in this episode. It was really good.
I was kind
of
shocked he did that weird blood bath.
That was awesome.
Thing. It was not a blood bath, but he's covered in blood, casting a spell.
And naked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's just, like, doing this spell, and they're just like, what the
it's
hell? And he's
weird
just like,
some
man.
People out. They're not going to watch the show because of that.
Yeah.
It was kind of.
No, he's learning a spell. Like, right, whatever. It's cool. And I love that the house has like a TARDIS effect where it's like way bigger on the inside. Yeah,
there's a lot of Doctor Who thieving going on.
Well, I think it kind of was borrowed in the book too, because I'm pretty sure that I house does the same.
Well, that's the House of Mystery, right?
Yeah,
or the House of Secrets,
or it's one of the two. I can't remember. Yeah. But well, yeah,
I thought they would have maybe just not done the psychic card thing that he used.
Yeah, but he had that too, though. So
right,
but psychic,
who had it first.
Well, I'm pretty sure Doctor Who had it first, but
I think that's
a lot of the guys
with this show is it may have done all of this stuff already, but there's like a half, like two or three other things that have done it.
Right.
I think this falls into the South Park Simpsons did it, where if you look into enough nerd culture, someone's done something already.
Right, but I'm afraid it's going to have an effect on the show. Like,
well, but I don't think the people watching the show like have seen all this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think people that watch Constantine watch Doctor Who, or vice versa.
I did.
And you did. I don't necessarily think. In the general populace.
Let's be honest. True. Doctor Who's kind of hard. Like, you have to either have BBC America or seek it out. Like,
that's true.
Right.
So that's
or
like.
Have
but Alan Moore, who created Constantine, would have grown up
totally,
on Doctor Who.
Yeah, it totally
so.
Makes sense that there are back and forths and whatnot.
I guess what I'm thinking too is the fact that, you know, a lot. This is like prime time Friday night.
Sure, it was
like main viewing for.
Sure.
Friday's the
is
death slot usually.
Well, I guess
so
people
that makes
are doing
me worried
stuff.
About.
I like that they back to backed it with Grimm, so that the people watching Grimm will just stay and watch it. Okay. So it's like 2 hours of crazy
Grimm's
supernatural
while,
stuff. So. Yeah, it's on season 3, I think 4.
Okay. I watched a little bit. That show's dumb. It's not a face shaking.
I like it.
It felt like a magical CSI, but not. I only watched the first few episodes of the first season. It didn't quite have enough creativity.
The first season was pretty slow at the beginning, but by the time the second season hit, it was pretty solid. Much like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Sure. Oh, God.
I read this awesome article about how that's like a lot of people's guilty pleasure now because they all thought that it was crap when it started, and now it's like really good.
Grimm or Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. So they're just like, yeah, I watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. now.
I watch it because I'm a Marvel guy, so I have to.
I watch it because it's not bad.
It's not good either.
It's not great, but it's getting there.
I watched 3 episodes of that show. TV shows are tough for me. Like, if you don't get me hooked in, like, I won't watch it. I don't have time for it.
If it was any other show, I'd have given up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. after like 3 or 4 episodes, like last season.
Mm-hmm. Walking Dead's the only show that I can watch and still enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, you don't watch Arrow and Flash?
I do
right?
not.
Flash is fun.
Flash is great. They're already in like the fifth episode this week, and it's already building the rogues. This week's episode will be the fifth episode.
There
I think.
Was nothing last week. I was bummed. Or was there?
It was a rerun of the
missed
episode. Yeah. So, but it's been pretty awesome. I've been digging it. So. Anything else we wanna?
I don't really have anything. Is there anything you guys want to talk about?
Nope. But Christmas season is upon us, so make sure you go to your local NDC for some
November?
awesome deals.
How is this happening?
So, and also, don't be mad at us if we skip a week or two or clunk around with these to make sure we get you your Toddcast to you because we'll be really hella busy. So
yeah.
But yeah, that's about all I got. So
cool.
Anything fun coming up at your store that we haven't probably discussed? Oh, you're doing those command. You're trying to do Commander on Sundays now,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, there were 6 cool. people yesterday. I played one game.
That's awesome.
Oh, in 4 hours.
Did it take all 4 hours?
It did. one guy was kind of doing a loophole thing where he had copy. He could copy things.
Mm-hmm.
So he was basically getting around the one of rule.
Yeah.
If you had something good, he would make copies of it. There was a point where he had 6 Sarah avatars.
Holy cow. That's
ironically,
beast.
He did not win because someone tapped them down with a Cold Snap card. So it was fun.
Cold Snap card or an Ice Age
Dragon?
Card? Oh.
It was Cold Snap.
I was going to say, was it
put
Meat Stone?
Ice counters
on
them
or,
and they tapped them. And I was like, otherwise that guy was going to win.
That's awesome. Or what's the other one that's like Meat Stone?
This was Rhyme
Winter's
Dragon.
Orb?
That's for everything.
Yeah. That's like anything over 4, right?
Winter Orbs, there's no
untap.
Oh,
yeah, there's
I
no
thought.
Untap. That's right.
Or for land.
Yeah, that's a big pain in the butt.
Yeah.
So. Cool. Well, that's about it we got this week. It was a kind of a quick one. And catch you guys later, I guess.